Well, look, I mean, first of all, that is very credible. The 9/11 Commission report said that seven of the, I believe it was 10 of the hijackers passed through Iran. Their passports were stamped through Iran. So we know that. We know that al-Qaeda fighters have moved through. I just mentioned the detail on Zarqawi. So if Iran is permitting Zarqawi to travel to Iraq, they either did so knowingly or unknowingly, but they certainly had to have known he was not just your average fighter, but more of a top-level fighter. That biography is actually, you know, it says, Iran says, you really want to go back into Iraq? And Zarqawi says, yeah, that's where I need to be. That's where I want to be. So Iran had to have known that he was going there to help foment the insurgency against the United States. You know, there's public evidence of Iranian support for the Taliban and al-Qaeda inside of Afghanistan and places like that. This wasn't a relationship that Iran loved al-Qaeda or al-Qaeda loved Iran. There's a lot of distrust between the two. They didn't even like each other. But it was a transactional relationship. It was a relationship on the tactical level. Iran felt, and I believe they feel to this day, as long as al-Qaeda is attacking U.S. interests in the region and globally,